the Floribama about to open up a big old can of good times. Unwind, falling out of love in the same now. Can't say I got a whole lot of cares. I'm in the redneck Riviera. It's getting crazy. I'm getting hammered, sitting right here at the Floribama.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning. What's left of it? Text line, you want to still try to get in, 251-343-0106. Time permitting, we'll make time for you. So make sure you utilize the text line. Joining us now, former Congressman Jerry Carl. He's a candidate in the, once again, redrawn 1st Congressional District. I've been running August 11th. That'll be here before you know it. But Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. We're doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Well, now you have a whole new, I guess, campaign strategy, new lines. How's it going?
It has all changed again. I think things are going very well. The campaign itself is, we're still on track. We're still talking our same message as we were before we got shifted, you know, before we got changed. I think we filed to run 3 or 4 times to run in this race, which I've never heard of that being done before. But we're just staying on message. It seems to be working, and we're just taking the fight to them.
Well, it sounds like you have the some kind of support. I don't know if it's a full endorsement, but Katie Britt has come around. Talk about that.
I did. Katie called me about 3 weeks ago, and she said, "Hey, you know, you and Red are separated now. I want to help you where I can." You know, Red was her neighbor. I don't know if you knew that or not, but that was her neighbor over in Enterprise growing up. So she supported him, and it happens, you know, in races. But she said, "I want to help you. How can I help you?" And, you know, I just flat told her, I said, "Katie, things seem to be going very well. I don't know how you can help us." She said, "Well, at least let me send you some money." And I said, "Well, we can certainly use that." So she sent us the money. And, you know, we got conversations going back, especially between staff, which is a good thing. And that, you know, we have to work together. Whether I can think of a couple of congressmen that I don't care necessarily for outside the state, but you still have to work with them. You still have to sit down yourself, negotiate. I mean, I've always had a relationship with Katie and her family. I know her mom and dad very, very well. So it's easy for me to work with her. So I got to quit calling her Katie and call her Senator Britt, but it was quite a nice gesture, I thought, and you know, we're up and running. I see it got posted this morning, and 2 or 3 different news sources picked it up. Jeff, I think we did a release on that 1.5 weeks ago, but if, you know, how news is, sometimes it gets picked up. Sometimes it doesn't. So,
well,
we're excited to have her support.
I think I saw it too, and it got kind of mixed up in the election cycle, if you will. Been busy in this neck of the woods, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah. Any reaction to the elections? I'd say the one thing, and you know, not any particular race, but just a Republican turnout and, in general, getting Republicans more excited is going to be a challenge for this cycle.
I think we will turn out in the general. I think in our special election, it's going to be scary. It doesn't matter how much of a lead you think you have or your opponent thinks that he has. Reality is, if you can't get them out to vote, you're dead in the water. So we've got to find a way of identifying those people. I think it was 7.5% on average voted in this last election. You know, if we get 4%, I'll be shocked. So we got to make sure that, you know, 2.5% is our votes. So we're working hard towards that. The campaign strategy itself has changed a little bit, and that we don't have a lot of events like we did when there were a lot of candidates that we could go to instead of, you know, 4 meetings, 1 group a month. We're now down to 1. So it's shifted a little bit, but, you know, we've got other things that we can be doing to fill the spot, fundraising and all the ground stuff that you have to do.
Well, I got to think there's not as much traffic out there. Right now, it's just congressional elections on August 11th, and maybe there's a local race thrown in somewhere in the state. But
you know, I was in Grand Bay. I was in Grand Bay at the Watermelon Festival. Not the festival, but the Sessions Watermelon. They have a little kickoff there. And everybody I ran into mentioned August 11th. Everybody I ran into mentioned that date. So maybe we may miss it. Maybe it will be 7%. I don't know.
Well, I mean, but you're able to navigate in this environment now. It's a little different. You're not in line behind the candidates for ad commissioner or, you know, AG or whatever. It's the floor is yours.
Yeah. We're the only conversation. And once it's over with us, then obviously we'll go into the general, and that'll be a different conversation. But we're getting as much exposure as we possibly can, you know, attending as many events as we can. We've got a radio ad that's just going to come up. And you'll be running it on your program. We're going to start targeting the people that would normally vote for us. We're going to try not to spend money on people that we know we're not going to get out and vote.
Yeah. Well, and then that's just making sure people are aware that this is an election. And I don't buy this. There's just so much confusion and people are going to stay home. I think the people are they would rather have to endure this election Rama sort of scenario to get to the map we're at today than what we had before.
If they only knew what I've been going through for the last 3 years, and I'm not saying poor pity on me, but for the last 3 years, I've been fighting this. And if they had gone through this, they would fight to get to vote. But that's how important it is. I think in Alabama, we're falling asleep as Republicans. We are a very conservative state. We're very proud of that, being conservative. And we think just because we don't vote, we're still going to get conservative-minded people elected. It doesn't work that way. And anyone that says one vote doesn't make a difference is totally off. I've seen so many of these races that I've witnessed won by 5 and 6 votes. So your one vote does count. Please get out and vote. I've said it 1,000 times. But in Alabama, I think we're getting too comfortable with being a quote-unquote Republican state.
Well, I grew up in a house, and I'm not trying to, you know, bash my parents or whatever, but they thought of the primaries as just small potatoes. They make their vote counts in the general election. They go in there and they hit R, and that's good enough. And I think there's just a lot of that in Alabama, and people don't really make that connection. They're like, well, no, the Republican primary is where everything is decided. The general election, sure, you have competitive general election contests at times, but you're not voting against Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. You're voting within the boundaries of the state.
But look at the people that affect us every day. Our judges, our school board members. I mean, all these people are extremely important. And it doesn't take one liberal to get in there and mess them all up. We're experiencing that through all this redistricting. You know, we've got, quote unquote, two Republican appointees. They're about as much Republican as I am Democrat. I don't believe it for a second. But, you know, the gap between the gaps somewhere. So we have got to start focusing on the little things, and the big things will take care of themselves. Look at our school board. You want better schools? Get involved in your school board. Go to school board meetings. You don't have to go and hack them, you know, or be ugly, but you can go and support, you know, and give them your ideas. Same with the school system itself. My daughter teaches. She can't get anybody to volunteer to help with her class. I mean, the things that we grew up with, Jeff, just don't work that way anymore, it seems like. And it takes community involvement for a community to work. So we have to get involved in politics. We have to get involved in these organizations. And everything in life is politics, whether you're in church, whether you're, you know, running for Congress, and everything in between is politics. So, you know, the Alabamians, we have got to get more focused on the details, the small things.
Yeah, I just people being more educated and having an understanding. It's complicated. That's like the challenge. Even somebody like me, who is like steeped in this and lives this every day, understanding how this works and you know, understanding that people, they keep up with the news. Maybe they watch a lot of Fox News even, but understanding like how the state works, understanding how your local government works, who is in charge of what, it can be complicated.
It can, and it can be very intimidating. I can remember when I won congressional seat, I didn't have a clue what was going to happen. I got up there and I'm a congressman now. I got the title now. What do I do? And you know, I was surrounded by staff members that were very, very qualified to help me find my way through it. And I found it. I mean, and whoever wins, if someone else was to win this race, they're going to go through the same thing again. Do not tell me that you're qualified for this job because you don't know a thing about it. When you get there, you'll go, holy mud, I had no idea this was the way this works. And it's the way it's designed to work, Jeff. Right. Everybody thinks that's a bad thing, but it's the way our forefathers designed it. So we are, in a basic sense, we are the voice of the people of this district. That's it. The basic sense, that's it. But there's a whole lot of work goes around getting that message across the floor with all the members that you have to work with.
But you got to feel pretty good about where you are. I mean, is it, you know, going into it this time around, knowing that institutional knowledge?
Well, I do. And you know, and the guys that I'm running against find that to be a negative. They think I'm, you know, I've been in office for too long. I don't see how 2 terms in Congress is too long. You know, if I've been there for 30 years or 15 years, I think it would certainly throw a question mark. But it is a much different race in that the way we're running it, it's exciting. I know it's going to be probably my last very hard race. And, you know, the last 9 months have not been easy. We have fought bare knuckle and staying afloat in that one. So we're here now. Our message is getting through. Our conservative voting record is being gone through. People are agreeing with what our vision is. And, you know, I feel like we're going to win. I think we'll push it right on through November.
Yeah,
we'll win in November.
Three hard elections, right? We'll say your 2020 election. Well, I mean, I'm not going to count your county commission. I mean, even though that was, you know, but as it pertains to this office, you had this, you had the Barrymore race in 24, and then you got this cycle, which is maybe even more complicated at understanding and trying to explain to voters, you know, like what's going on. And you can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel now, I feel like.
I do. And I'm one of those sick people. I love campaigning. Gives me a chance to talk to people. I learn more from talking to people than I teach them. I'm constantly listening to what their needs are, what their wants are, what they think's wrong, what they think's right about me. You know, constructive criticism is the best kind to get. So I love campaigning. I've certainly had my feel for it on this race. We've logged a lot of miles. We've paid the price, and you know, I believe it's going to pay off for us on August 11th.
Well, tell us what you learned here. I mean, you found yourself on kind of in a place that you normally wouldn't have been as an incumbent, even where you're running against a sort of a political establishment. And I mean, that had to be eye-opening for you.
You know, I did not focus on that. I didn't focus on them. I focused on me. I focused on what got me beat with Barry. I focused on what got me elected against Bill Hightower. And, you know, and being humble, and that's one, I think, asset that I possess personally that I really forgot. I think I forgot how to communicate. You know, in Washington, you just get so absorbed in everything going on up there. It's a madhouse that you forget the people that put you in office are back home waiting to hear from you. So I've got some things put in place that I want to have better communication back home. I want to focus more on not necessarily getting back home more, because I do come home every time they open a door on a plane. But I want to focus on when I am home, making sure that my time is spent at the right place. So, you know, being humble, I think I really got humbled with the Barry race. I think that was God's full intent. And I accept that. I move it on. I've been a big fan of Barry's. I give him what little wisdom I've got. I've helped him, to get where he's at. It's just, I'm in a great spot. I'm in a great spot personally. And, I got only God to thank for that.
Well, and then kind of in addition to that, though, I mean, you're now, you're going to be on this show more regularly, right? Once you get elected.
Yes, sir. I promise you that. Well, I asked you if you wanted to do that. You said, yes, I would love to do that. Yeah. That would be something I would love to do, is set it up, whether it's monthly or two times a month or whatever you want to set up, Jeff. We'll certainly love to do that. I've also got a conservative think tank I'm putting together. And I want to do a once a month, but maybe once a quarter. I'll see what they want to do once we kind of get filled in. But a very conservative think tank. And I can explain what my votes were and why I voted that way. So they try to understand what my thought patterns are versus, getting what they get on the news and social media.
Congressman, we got to leave it there, but thanks for hopping on this morning, and best of luck to you on your continued
campaign.
Thank
you, Jeff, and you've got the luckiest boys in the world. I see all the pictures that you're posting about the baseball game, man.
So we're not spoiling.
For a guy that grew up without a dad, they are very lucky.
Jerry Carl, thanks. You're very kind to say that. Jerry Carl, ladies and gentlemen, let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Or I may simply be a single drop of rain.